Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 445. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Marine Girls from Hetfield, just north of London. The song I played was Fridays, and that was released in 1981 on the album Beach Party from In Phase Records, and then quickly repressed by Wham Records, and who knows how many other people have pressed it since then. I went looking for my copy of this album after hearing somebody cover a Marine Girls song and could not find it, so I had to pick up a new copy. Maybe I never had one, maybe I was just stealing one from a girlfriend at some point, but it is a lovely album, and that song, Fridays, was a nice way to kick off the weekend. It's got me thinking about what I'm going to do, and hopefully this track here from Jesse might give you some ideas. This song is called All Messed Up.
Messed up, baby, you're all messed up.
think we covered enough ground for one set. The set started with Jesse, that's spelled G-Y-A-S-I, and the song All Messed Up. That's from a 5 or 6 song EP called Peacock Fantasies that he put out himself February of this year, based out of Nashville. The EP is really good. It has bits of glitter and glam and garage rock and even some Beatlesque sort of psychedelia things happening. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to find that one lots of fun. After that, we heard from Glitz from San Francisco. The song we played was Sugar. It's from the band's debut album, It's Glitz, which came out March of 2013. I'm not sure what label, Glazer Records, Burger Records, White Zoo Records, I think all of them have their names on it somewhere. I don't know much about the band, and I don't know where they are. Seem to be still around, but no information about a new album, which is a shame because that album has some fantastic guitar tones, and I want to hear more. And then we ended the set there with a cover of the Velvet Underground's Beginning to See the Light, as done by Seisumi from Busan, South Korea. That's on a release from Record Store Day called It's a Short Walk, just a 4-song, 7-inch released on Damnly Records. And I think we heard from their debut a few weeks ago, and it was nice to pick up this little EP as well. Those covers are fun, and I always like covers. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So let's jump into some new music here. We've got a couple of Kansas City bands. This is the Runaway Sons with the song Claiming Ignorance. Oh, a shout out to Milo for trying to keep us 50-year-old white guys relevant. That is The Descendants with the song Opt In. It is the B-side of the Who We Are 7-inch that came out on Record Store Day, April 21st on Epitaph Records, the last of my Record Store Day finds. Before that, we heard from The Big Iron with Callous Empath. That is from the band's self-titled, self-released album. Came out last week, April 27th. That band based out of Kansas City and currently playing a lot of shows, so visit their website and catch them live. And before that, we heard from The Runaway Sons with the song Claiming Ignorance. That is on that band's debut album, Intervention, came out April 13th. And just a wonderful record there. So much rock and roll. Gotta like that. Lots of swagger. Good band. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 445. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar, a couple of options tonight. If you're out in Lawrence, check out The Priests at Bottleneck. Wendy Moore is playing that, and I guess a few others as well. It's an all-ages show. Or in Kansas City, check out The Architects at Riot Room with Company Retreat and The Sluts, I think. Good show. Saturday the 5th, Chad Rex is playing at the Mini Bar. On the 6th, Royal Brad is doing a show at the Come and Go. On the 8th, Baby Metal is at the Uptown. On the 11th, Breeders are at the Truman. Or the 11th and 12th is the Workers Revival Festival at the Record Bar. We'll have more information on that next week. But no, the 11th is definitely Downtown Boys, and I like that. On the 12th, we have Hipshot Killer playing at the Mini Bar, or Tear playing at the Riot Room if you're into some folk metal. 13th, Helmet is at the Truman with Prong. On the 14th, Charlie Bliss is at the Record Bar. 16th, Brian Jonestown Massacre at the Record Bar. Godspeed You Black Emperor is at the 18th at the Record Bar. And we'll just stay at the Record Bar on the 21st for White Oak. The 21st is also Japan Droids at the Truman. 23rd, Decembrists are at the Uptown. Head in the Heart at Starlight on the 29th. And that's all I've got for the month of May. Looking at the website, just a few things up there. There are photos of the Rogue Wave and Business of Dreams show that happened a week ago at Riot Room. And there's probably photos and video up by now of the show that was TSOL, Drop a Grand, and Sidewalk Celebrities also at the Riot Room. Keeping busy here at Too Much Rock. Anyway, one last track for you here. We're going to go out to Philadelphia for Transplant, I guess. This is Speedy Ortiz with the song Buck Me Off. It's on the band's new album, Twerp Verse, which came out last week, April 27th, on Car Park Records. It's an album that I listened to probably four or five times before I really started feeling it. And there's just a lot of layers, a lot of complex things, and it's good. So you'll want to give this one a few listens before you make up your mind. Or maybe you'll be grabbed immediately by that wiry, wiry guitar that Sadie plays. So good. Anyway, so we'll end things here. This is Speedy Ortiz with the song Buck Me Off. Thanks for listening. We'll talk next week.